Tonight, what we're learning are the words of what my mother, may she be well, calls kompot. Kompot is a Yiddish word, and that is fruits that are soaked in water, the bracha of the fruits. It's common to have a fruit salad and so on. So what is the bracha of that phenomenon? Or fruit soup, that would be probably the correct American way of saying it, a fruit soup. Now, later on, as the Mishnah Berurah concludes our Sif, we're going to be on page 214, Reish Beis Sif Yud. He concludes by sending us to Simon Reish Hei Sif Beis. So Simon Reish Hei Sif Beis is actually a clearer Gemara, and that will be our Av, and from there we'll work down to the Halachas. Reish Hei Sif Beis talks about water that has been cooked with vegetables, what we would call a vegetable soup. So the Mechaber Reish Hei Beis says, Alamayim Shushu Lehem Yirakos Mevarech HaBrocha Atzma Shevarech HaYirakos Atzma. So that's the halacha of vegetable soup. That even if you're not going to eat the vegetables, but once you have vegetables that are cooked with the soup, the whole soup gets a hadama. And even if you don't eat a single vegetable, afal b'shem b'melo tanyar, v'hani mili kishabishlam b'lo basar, that only, and this is a Gemara on Lameches that we made reference to last time, and that only applies if it's cooked without meat. However, once it's cooked with meat, so then the primary ingredient that the water absorbs is the meat. What do we mean it's the primary? Because it's more chashiv than the vegetables. So once it's more chashiv than the vegetables, then the soup itself, if you didn't eat the vegetables, gets a shakel. What happens if you eat the vegetables as well? So it could very well be it still gets a shakel, but that we're not going to paskin on until we get over there. So that's this basic halacha that the Gemara tells us on Daf Lamentes and Brachos, that soup, vegetable soup, gets a bar pri adama. You don't need to eat from the soup itself in order to, the vegetables itself, in order for it to get adama. So now we go to fruits. Now back to where we're up to, page 214 in the Mishnah Berurah. Reish Beis Sif Yud. Actually, we're up to test, but we'll go out of order a little bit. We'll go back to test shortly. Mechaber writes, Peros Shesharon Obishlam B'mayim. If you have fruits that were soaked or cooked in water, Afal B'shenichnas Tam Pri B'mayim, Eina Mevarech Alos Amayim Ela Shakos. That's a big chiddush. There's a fundamental difference between vegetables and fruits. Even though when it comes to fruits, when you cook it with water, the water now gets a hadama. When it comes to fruits, if you cook fruits or soak fruits in water, according to the first opinion in the Mechaber, and this is the opinion that is the basic raw halacha, the bracha is shakel. What's the difference between the two? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Nun Beis El Shakel, Du Lo Ave El Zeh Ba'alma. We view the fruits as fruit juice as Zeh Ba'alma. In Sif Ches, we learned that the halacha is that fruit juice gets a shahakol, that appears in Sifches, Dvash Hazov Atorim Varchal of Shahakol, Chen Al Mashin Yotzin Komini Periskos Seisvanon Varch Shahakol. We raised the interesting phenomenon about Rav Nevensal's Shita about pulp, but leaving aside Rav Nevensal's unique Shita in regards to pulp, in general, most, and Rav Shechter's unique Shita on juice as well, which we never entirely explained. In general, it makes, we say that when it comes to fruit juice, the halacha is that gets a shahakol. And so, similarly, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if the fruit is cooked with water, what are you going to do, Reish Hei Beis? That's what the Mishnah Berurah asks. Well, Damien Lamayit, this little cool shogol varchal of Ari Adama, kill come on, Reish Hei Beis. Mishum dehasam, rov achilas osin yirakos hu alidei shlika. Says the Mishnah Berurah, an interesting chiddush on that halacha, says we're talking about vegetables that are normally cooked. Mashay kenachal peres lav dar kailu mishlakol ukivshon elachlam be'en. L'chel omrin and sheishin kasson chvishasson kamosan. It's not common to put apples in water. It's not common to put oranges. It's not common to put these fruits. So in the time of the Mishnah Berurah, the way Maran HaChafetz Chaim Zchusa Yogan Aleinu explained the halacha, he explained it as based on the idea that it was common to cook fruits in a vegetable soup, and it wasn't common to cook fruits in a fruit soup. He then deals with my grandmother's kompot, and that is, he says, but what about the fact that there are, that let's say prunes in those days was a common fruit that was used particularly for, they would normally cook it, they wouldn't eat the prune straight. So that's where, how he concludes, skipping down, we'll go back and forth here in this Mishnah Berurah. He points out that those that were planted for this, planted, in other words, they're normally done al yidei kvisha, then the halacha is going to be different. Let's see if going on first in the Mishnah Berurah. Miu beperish rov achlas on yidei bishul kvisha, meishli kasun kvishas kvasun, then you get a bar priyetz kulei alma. Then it gets a bar priyetz. But it has to be fruits that were planted for this purpose. But it wasn't planted for this purpose, then it would be different. And that's where he mentions my grandmother's kumpat, skipping down three lines before Nun Gimel. Inyan ployman. What's ployman? So thankfully, my Mishnah Berurah, my Israeli Mishnah Berurah says shizifim. That's a type of plum and prune and so on. Yuveishim al karshin, kasachai adam. The medina shegil misham harbe mistaminatul beruba daitel yapshon. Vimkein berchasin shel rotban borei priyadam. Asayinah chanami. The chai adam points out that if it's common to use it as either to dry it and to make it into some type of food item, or to cook it and to make it into some type of food item, then it retains its original bracha, and that would be already considered nata adaita lahachi. Now, what gets quite difficult over here is we do have fruits that are commonly eaten as raw fruits, but are also sometimes cooked in a fruit soup as well. And those are harder fruits to put into a category. The Chai Adam is describing those things that they generally would eat as something that was eaten as a fruit soup, which was very common. I just discussed with my mother, may she be well. She said every meal that they would have at the end of the meal, they would never have raw fruits, but they would always have these cooked fruits. So then that's clear, and that's what the Chai Adam is referring to. In that culture, those things get bar priyetz. The fruits that were eaten just raw, those were not. But in our culture, because so many different things are done with so many different fruits, it becomes much more complicated. It would seem to me, al regel achas, this is la'aloch avoloi l'maisa. In other words, I think I would need to discuss with my great rabbeim before coming to a maskana. But at the end of the day, it would seem to me it's defined by what is the majority of what the fruit is used for. In other words, apples could be put in a fruit soup. Other fruits will also be put in fruit soup as well, nectarines and peaches and so on and so forth. But in general, most of the time, it's eaten raw, and therefore, if you cook something with it, then that item will get a shahakol. However, if it's a fruit where it's extremely common for it to also be cooked, and particularly in that culture, it's cooked in that way, and it's planted in such a manner in that culture, so then in such a case, it gets a bar pri ha'es. Yeah? Baked apple. Well, here you don't have a shaila because the baked apple, it retains its tzura, so there's no reason why it should not get eitz. There's no reason why. When do we have a shaila? We have a shaila when it comes to the soup, right? The zeya, right? Otherwise, it would retain its bracha. Now, the Rosh happens to disagree. Take a look at the end of Sif Yud. Varosh kasav the efshim nichnas tam prim b'mayim v'varach b'opreit. So, in a way, you have your corners covered because the Rosh says that the halacha is that you do make a bar priyetz. The Rosh has a unique take in terms of sugya zeya ba'alma, so on and so forth. It's not iyun on daf lamites. But at the end of the day, the Rosh holds that there is a eitz even on this water. So according to the Rosh, what would emerge is the following. According to the Rosh, you make a bar priyetz. We don't pask in this way. However, what does come out is important halacha lamaisa, and that is that b'di'evet, if someone made a ha'etz on such a meichel, in such a case, he would not make a new bracha, because the Rosh holds that it would be acceptable, so we pass him like those who say shahako, but b'di'evet, he would not repeat a bracha. Since that was the exciting topic, I jumped into that topic, let's go back to Sif Tes. A less of an exciting topic, but still every line in Shulchan Aruch is holy. So far, Anovim Shem is Pashlam, the Olam Vechain Al Anovlo Shem Tamar Shabishlam, Usrafam Achom Vyavshu. Here the Mechaber throws in a halachos of grapes that are underdeveloped. Basically, these were grapes, the Mishnah Berurah explains, if Katam Emches, that never ripened, and they're used for vinegar. So in such a case, then the Bracha says the Mechaber is Mevaret Shahakol. In such a case, it gets a Shahakol. The Mishnah Berurah adds 5 lines from the top in 2:14 that you could really ask a kasha. He reminds us of halacha that I've discussed with the Talmidim in the past, and that is Halacha Boser. The Halacha in Sif Beis, I don't know if we learned it this time around together, but the Halacha in Sif Beis is that there are fruits that are small, so that haven't entirely ripened, again, particularly a grape that is not particularly entirely ripened, so it gets the bracha of Bore Priha Dama. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, what's the difference between this and the Boser? The underdeveloped grape, we learned before, it gets Adama. Now we're all of a sudden saying, you call it a different name and you give it a Shahaka. What they call it, Sofei Anavim. But why? What's the difference between the two? One is underdeveloped and the other is underdeveloped. No? What's the difference? Why is it one gets Adama, why the other Shahaka? So he says, no. That the case of the Boser is that the grape was picked off a little bit early, but it was on its way to becoming a nice mature grape. So in such a case, then it gets a Bore Pri Adama. It hasn't reached its pinnacle, but it's on the way. In contrast, these Sofei Anavim, these were Anavim that just due to the environment or the growth during the period, the season that they were growing in, they were never going to reach final Anavim state, and therefore it's just vinegar, and therefore the bracha is going to be v'shakul. Odom in the Sif Beis, Gai Bost, Afil Ogil, Kful Ovin, Nivarach Lam Bore Pri Adama, these are already makulko. In general, if you have a fruit that's makulko, so then in such case, even if you're getting hanah from it, it will get a shakal. That should be kept in mind to other instances where the fruit is for some reason makulko, so then it may no longer get its bara priates. It might get a shahakal. That's something to keep in mind, that nowadays, Baruch Hashem, because of we spoke about the idea that fruits are used in so many different manners. So what people will do is they'll take fruits that I was once reading an article about. Yes, I was reading in the New York Times that one of the innest things in New York, because of environment and so on and so forth, was a very expensive restaurant that has very fancy food, that all of its food are food that has begun to rot. Not that it's spoiled, not bacteria, but all the chashuvah people go to that because it's an environmental friendly thing. In other words, they take fruits that seem to have been already on the bottom end, and they go and they show that you could actually make it into fantastic food. So yesh la'ayin, what the bracha would be in such a case, because it could be that, like we saw over here, that if the fruit has already reached a certain stage, that it's no longer in its ideal state, so then it goes, if it's already ruined, so then, okay, it's shahakal. It's not the exact same case over here. I'm throwing this out, l'hagdil Torah l'adira. Presumably the status of that fruit would be that it still is a fruit until it spoils. When it spoils, and then you make it into something else, then maybe then in such a case it gets a shakal. But the fact that there's a fancy restaurant in New York that knows how to do it to show that the fruit is still has a shame, then in such a case, then the bracha would still probably be a bar priyat. In contrast to our case, the sofei anavim were our fruits that is now vinegar. So then in such a case, this fancy restaurant will use it as vinegar, but it won't be able to use it as a fancy fruit. No one would think that it's really a good strawberry, and in such a case it would be different, but it would be a fascinating shaila to think, to go to find out their menu and see how they use their fruits.
That's more of a